This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Voting is underway for the seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections. In this phase, polling is being held in 57 parliamentary constituencies spread over seven states and one union territory. These include 13 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Punjab, 9 in West Bengal, 8 in Bihar, 6 in Odisha, 4 in Himachal Pradesh, 3 in Jharkhand, and 1 parliamentary constituency in Chandigarh. The voting began at 7 this morning and will conclude at 6 in the evening. Nearly 50% voter turnout was recorded till 3 p.m. A total of 904 candidates are in the fray in this phase. Prominent among them are Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi, party leaders Anurag Thakur, Ravi Shankar Prasad and Kangana Ranaut, Congress leaders Manish Tiwari and Vikramaditya Singh, RJD leader Meesa Bharti and Trinamool Congress leader Abhishek Banerjee. Over 10 crore 60 lakh voters are eligible to vote in this phase. Simultaneously, polling is being held for the remaining 42 seats of Odisha Assembly in the fourth phase. In addition, Assembly by-elections for 6 constituencies in Himachal Pradesh and 1 seat each in Bihar, Uttar Pradesh and West Bengal are also taking place. The seventh phase will mark a grand finish to the world's largest polling marathon that began on the 19th of April and has already covered 486 Lok Sabha seats. As the nation braces for the end of this electoral marathon, anticipation mounts for the momentous day of reckoning when the fate of political leaders will be determined. Preparations are in full swing for the counting of votes for the Lok Sabha elections on Tuesday. In West Bengal, polling for the 9 parliamentary constituencies today was marred by malfunctioning of EVMs, violence intimidating voters and clashes between workers of ruling and opposition parties. A police official was injured at Bangor under Jadavpur constituency while dealing with a violent situation. All preparations are in place for the counting of votes tomorrow for the Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim Assembly elections. The counting will start at 6 a.m. with the postal ballots, followed by electronically transmitted postal ballot system and EVMs. Assembly and Lok Sabha elections in the two northeastern states were held simultaneously on the 19th of April. Arunachal Pradesh has 60 assembly constituencies, out of which BJP has already won 10 seats uncontested. 24 counting centres have been set up across the state and over 2,000 election officials will take part in the process. In Sikkim, polling was held to elect 32-member state assembly. 6 centres have been set up across the state for counting of votes to decide the fate of 146 candidates. Ahead of counting of votes for Lok Sabha polls on Tuesday, the opposition INDIA bloc is holding a meeting in New Delhi to chalk out their future strategy. Meanwhile, Congress has decided not to participate in any Lok Sabha exit poll debates on the TV channels this evening. Party spokesperson Pawan Khera said his party does not want to indulge in speculation and slugfest for TRP. BJP has criticized the Congress over its decision, with party president JP Nadda saying the Congress decision not to participate in exit polls is an unequivocal confirmation that it has accepted defeat in this Lok Sabha election. Oil marketing companies have slashed the prices of commercial LPG gas cylinders by 69.50 rupees per unit. The Indian Oil Corporation Limited announced that the retail price of a commercial LPG gas cylinder is now 1,676 rupees in Delhi. The price of commercial LPG cylinder has dropped by 72 rupees in Kolkata, 69.50 rupees in Mumbai and 70.50 rupees in Chennai. The price reductions will come into effect by today itself. Pakistan government has admitted before the Islamabad High Court that Pakistan-occupied Kashmir POK is a foreign territory. Pakistan Additional Attorney General told the court that Kashmiri poet and journalist Ahmed Farhad Shah is under police custody in POK and he cannot be produced before the Islamabad High Court as POK is a foreign land which does not come under Pakistan's jurisdiction. In javelin throw, India's D.P. Manu clinched the gold medal at the Taiwan Athletics Open 2024 with a best effort of 81.58 metres in Taiwan today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.